I'm sorry, I do get a bit spirited.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We can't hear you.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're just trying
to
talk.
No,
we're
not. Trust anybody.
No, okay, but
John, right now, I'm just saying, wouldn't it make sense for us to arrange for you to meet, you know, not necessarily with me, because I'm
one of the top doctors. You know, why don't you meet with? Why don't you meet with the people who run?
I could kiss their feet for what miracles they perform.
Well, why don't you meet with them?
Because they don't have any power, do they?
Of course they do.
Of course they don't. You're not going to rebuild. So they're just going to find the funds for you to completely rebuild the dialysis unit on the ground floor at Charing Cross and keep Charing Cross open.
If you're telling me that the services there are in the state,
go and have a look.
The state you said, I've been there before, but I'll go again. If you're saying that,
you won't get any answers from the nurses
or doctors.
Saying
that,
they're
if
scared.
You're saying that, well, I don't think they're scared of me. So if you're saying that, then
they're scared of losing their jobs.
Well, if
whistleblowers are out the door.
Not true in the NHS anywhere.
We do have evidence that a great many staff, both senior and junior, are afraid of speaking out because of losing their jobs. And
what we can't do.
And I understand that, and I appreciate that. I'm offering that we will, and John will get all your details, offer to set something up so you can come in and have a conversation with relevant people and we can try and address
the only people that I can have a conversation with are the likes of Jeremy Hunt, for him to put the money into the Charing Cross Hospital to save.
I wonder if we can do our best to see if we can get you to see Jeremy Hunt. You know, I mean,
let me see him.
Why don't you give me all of your details and then
you
we
can
have
my details.
Let's sit down. No, I want your name and your address.
And
I'll take all of your details.
You go home tonight and you rest, you sleep. A lot of people don't.
I know, but I am genuinely trying to help.
I'll talk to you tonight.
You're like me, we're all old now. We're on our last legs. We're going to die, right? You're probably 40 something. You're going to start with your prostate cancers will come. If you look up Linton Crosby, you know, the attack dog for Cameron, he gets paid £6 million a year. Fact. To promote smoking, the very thing that you
that's a question
but you
for
shouldn't
them.
Just
that's not
go,
a, that's not a
you,
question
no
for
but you're equally
yeah.
well paid. You get an extremely a good
okay,
amount
look,
of money
what,
to promote.
We are going to do our level best to make sure we can resolve this.
I'm not standing up there defending that, you know that.
But you are, because you're working for them.
No, I don't work for Linton Crosby, I work for the National Health
Service. Exactly, but you don't.
Exactly
the National Health Service is Nye Bevin and the people, Wales. He set up a fund of about 4 or 5 very poor people. And this hospital, let me tell you very quickly, just before you go, because I've given 13 years of my life, everything I have and I've got, to help keep my daughter alive, okay? Mm. You have no idea of the life we've had these last few years.
We really
but
appreciate
it. I need you to know this.
Yes.
Charing Cross was classed as the worthy poor hospital. It was for the worthy poor. You know these cretins now we're all meant to be if we claim any benefits we're made unemployed, okay, through no fault of our own, or we get ill, we get cancer, the gas chamber is the next step. We're expensive to maintain the sick. So we've got the Charing Cross, that's for the worthy poor, if you look at the history. It started in London, it then became a police station. They moved it in 1970 to that site, so it's not that old. Not, you know, if anyone needs knocking down and rebuilding, I'd say it's St Mary's Paddington, actually. That's definitely got problems.
Okay,
then if
listen,
I may say...
They are
Hans-
going to knock
must,
it down, then.
The
Hammersmith you must
Hospital
sit down and give
was
your details.
For the workhouse.
Okay.
Poor.
Yep.
So I know my history. Well, I want the NHS to be there for my grandchildren.
And you don't know, but we are very committed.
In 100 years from now, that your children might be living in poverty land, or your grandchildren, because Nye Bevin and nutcases
it is really unfair to try and pretend that people like us are not committed
I've heard
to the
lies
NHS.
For so many years,
we are very committed to the NHS.
I've been around
could be
a
more
long
committed,
time.
You know. But let's sit, look,
being
sit down
committed
and
is listening to these people.
Let's
100,
sit down.
170,000
let
residents.
Let me take
they want
the details,
hospital.
If I may. And then what we will do is we will see what we can do to kind of.
You're kind of a sweet talker, aren't you?
I don't
do
think
you bring
I am.
Flowers
I am,
and roses when
am,
you've had a round with your
genuinely,
wife.
I am genuinely very committed to the NHS. And I'm not going to say, I believe that people who've gone through the kind of suffering that you've obviously gone through.
It's not about
you're, no, hang on a second. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm prepared to take a lot of rudeness and unkindness about my commitment because I understand, because I understand that you've been through a lot.
Listen.
Now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help, and I mean that genuinely.
Well, then,
and if
then
you give me
the dialysis unit,
you give me your name and your address, I will do our level best to help.
Put the money
like
and the funds in and give the rest of these people.
Would you like
voice?
To give me your name and address?
I would indeed. My name is, I won't give you my address, my name is Jan.
Jan?
Sure, I'll be at MI5 checked out, but I'm not some kind of nutcase.
Do you want
not
to spell me your surname?
No.
Okay. Do you want to tell me how I can get in contact
you
with
you? You can have my phone number. It's
okay.
07
895 195
185
694. 694. And can I just double check, Jan? This is a question that, you know, I must ask. In terms of the treatment of your daughter, is there anything about that treatment that you feel it's appropriate?
I
or
will
right?
answer
no,
you.
Can I please
yeah.
finish the question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything about the treatment of your daughter that you feel it's right or proper or appropriate to make some kind of complaint to the NHS about the way in which she's been treated?
The only complaint I have is that the government took away the funding for the renovation of the dialysis unit and they've removed money left, right and centre for kidney patients per se. Okay, I'm here representing all kidney patients.
Okay, so I'm grateful. Jan, what we will do is I will give you a call,
and
or one of my colleagues will give you a call, and we will endeavour to try and set up something
Listen,
that would work for you. And
it
I'm
won't
grateful.
Happen. And also,
I'm grateful
can I
for you being here this evening. Thank you very much indeed.
You need to publicise in the papers as well.
We have to now
and
vacate
can I just
this room.
Say on a last minute, you. Your people are dumbing down the Charing Cross. The people want it saved.
But I will be in contact with you to do what we can.
And please don't gerrymander it that somehow it's our fault. We are not closing it. We want the Charing Cross left open. Can I take your name?
Yes, my name's John Underwood.
John Underwood. Are you a specialist? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not. But
gosh, it's a shame there's no doctors.